Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and today I have a question for you. Have you ever been so involved in a task that literally time flies by? You aren't checking your watch, you forget that you're hungry or that your back hurts, maybe from hunching over at the computer. We often hear of people experiencing this when they play a sport or pray or talk with like a dear friend or play a game or work on a hobby. I'm sure that you have felt this before, but there's actually a name for it, and it's a way to use it for our own happiness. So this concept is called flow state, and it was coined by Mikhail, and his last name is tough, so let's say it slowly, Csikszentmihalyi. Phew, that was a hard one, okay? So we're actually just going to call him MC from now, because who can pronounce that last name over and over again? Anyway, when MC coined this term, it was with the definition that a flow state is when a person enters a state of intense absorption and involvement with the present moment. Essentially, you are all in with the moment, with very little concept of your surroundings or like the passing of time. Prior to learning this, me and mine called it being in the zone, right? So MC believed the key to a good life was frequently achieving this flow state. And Sonia Lyubomirsky points out that this is a delicate balance. So an activity, no matter what it is, that is too challenging and goes on beyond one's skill can create like stress and anxiety. Whereas an activity that's too easy can leave one feeling bored and restless. So the flow state sits right in that sweet spot between challenging you just enough to keep your full attention, but not so much that it freaks you out. Fortunately, we can experience the flow state in almost everything we do, whether at work, hanging with friends, or even cleaning the house. But why is it good for you? Well, first of all, you're obviously deriving like some sort of enjoyment from this activity. But second, it's rewarding. If you know that feeling when you get in the zone and get a ton of stuff done, it's like a significant accomplishment. We feel good about doing it. So good, usually, that we try to replicate it and find that zone again. So here is where people run into problems. As you know, the more you do something, the easier it gets. So for example, if practicing rollerblading gets you into that flow state, eventually it will no longer be challenging enough to hold your attention. Your body adapts and it becomes something that you can do without really any thought. Therefore, you have to make the activity harder, just like learning spins or tricks, right, to achieve that same flow state. Challenging ourselves and making it just a bit of a struggle is really the key to flow. Now that we understand the flow state, make sure to tune in tomorrow where we learn how to increase our flow experiences. So until then, take a moment, take today, spread a little bit of kindness into the world, and remember, follow me on social media because kindness is contagious.